Welcome to installment 186 of Sefer Mitzvahs from the Rambam. Today's portion contains two commandments. Prohibition 109, the prohibition against selling the Maaser Behemah, or the animal sacrifice, which is one-tenth of one's animals. And positive commandment number 69, that governing the offering of a Korban Chatas, a sin offering. Prohibition 109 concludes our discussion of Maaser Behemah, the tenth animal, as we have described on the previous mitzvahs, that it is a commandment that when one has a number of animals born to his flock in a certain year, he must bring one out of every 10 animals as a sacrifice to Jerusalem, where he is allowed, after the animal has been sacrificed, to eat the meat himself in Jerusalem. Prohibition 109 is derived from the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 33, which regarding this tenth animal, it is stated, Lo yigoel, literally you may not redeem it. The oral tradition tells us that this redemption is referring to any type of sale, that one is forbidden from selling this animal once it has been specified as Maaser Behemah, as the tenth animal, and thereby endowed with a certain degree of holiness. As a sacrifice to be brought to Jerusalem, it can no longer be sold in any way, shape, or form. As the Rambam brings from the Sifra, that regardless of whether this animal is alive or already slaughtered, and regardless of whether it has a blemish or is unblemished, one is forbidden from selling it. This commandment is discussed in the Talmudic tractate Bechoros, as well as in Maaser Sheni. This fact that the tenth animal cannot be sold points out in Kabbalistic terms its tremendous holiness and the significance of the number 10. As the whole universe was created on a structure of 10 units, that all of the worlds, beginning with Atzilus and even higher than the spiritual world of Atzilus, everything is in the number 10. Tenth always indicates great holiness in the Torah. Therefore, it is found in Sforim explanations of many details of this commandment. We see that unlike the firstborn animal, the tenth animal is only by kosher animals. This is because of the tremendous holiness of the aspect of ten, which can only come to a holy animal. In addition, it can be brought b'chol makom. It equally applies in Israel and out of Israel, that it is of such tremendous holiness that it can penetrate even to the non-holy places or the less holy places in the world, places outside Jerusalem and outside Israel, and sanctifies even animals which are there. Such is the power of the number 10. In addition, this explains why it cannot be sold, that since the animal has been imbued with such a high degree and a high intensity of holiness, it cannot be sold thereafter and treated in a cheap way. Positive Commandment 69 deals with the Korban Chatas, the sin offering. The details of this sacrifice are described in the book of Leviticus, chapter 4, verse 27, which begins, "Im nefesh achas techeta vishgoga me'am ha'aretz." If a person sins unintentionally, he must bring this sin offering, known as a chatas kvua. This is a fixed sin offering, which must be brought from a behemah, from a large animal, not from a bird, and not from meal. As discussed in later commandment number 72, that for certain sins, a korban eila v'yeded is brought, depending on the person's financial abilities. Unlike the general name sin offering would imply, only under very certain conditions does a person bring a sin offering. There are a total of 43 different sins mentioned in the Torah for which one might bring a sin offering. First of all, it must be a sin which is punishable by kores, one of the more serious violations for which the penalty is excision of the soul. In addition, it must involve a positive act. And in addition, it must be a prohibition, not one of the positive obligations, such as circumcision, which is punishable also by kores or excision for a violation of these commandments one does not bring a chatas, a sin offering. Most importantly, perhaps, or most striking, is the necessity of bringing this sacrifice only when the sacrifice has been done unintentionally, b'shegeg. A person that has intentionally done a sin does not bring the sacrifice. All of the details of this law are described in many places in the Talmud, throughout the tractates Hayriyes, Krisus, Shabbos, Shavuos, and Zvachim. This outstanding fact and condition of the sin offering, that it is brought only when there is an unintentional sin, has a very important lesson for us, and teaches us the essence, or one of the reasons at least, behind this commandment. That when someone does something unintentionally, they might be led to believe that they do not require forgiveness, that they really have not done a sin, that they have done so unintentionally, and therefore can ignore this temporary lapse of attention or ignorance of the commandment which led them to commit this violation. The sacrifice tells us no, that we must tell our Yetzer Hara, our evil inclination, that we know it's your fault that this sin was committed, even though it was unintentional. We know that with additional attention or with additional study, this violation would never have occurred. And even the fact that it is unintentional does not take away the fact that a sin was committed. And we must put our attention perhaps even more to such a sin, that since we might be led to believe that we've done nothing wrong, we must emphasize the fact that this was a severe violation, and this does require forgiveness. The Ramban also tells us that regardless of the fact that this sin was done unintentionally, nevertheless, the fact that a sin was committed has a severe and strong effect on the neshama, on the soul. That since the violation was committed, the soul was dirtied, and the soul became tamei, became impurified. And therefore the purifying act of bringing the sacrifice, and confessing one's sins, and realizing the seriousness of one's offense by observing the animal sacrifice, all of this purifies the soul and restores its previous pure state. Thank you for tuning in to the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvot. For more information or to sponsor one of the installments, contact Sichos in English at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.